It's time now for the Border News Roundup. Friday mornings, we get a chance to check in with Marshall Helmberger, the editor and the publisher of The Timberjay. It's a newspaper serving northeastern Minnesota. Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for being here.
Well, good morning, Heidi. Happy to be here.
Well, let's start off with a story that you've been covering. We talked about this probably 5 years ago, right? Some good news for the Tower area and some new housing.
Well, potentially, yes. The Tower Economic Development Authority has signed a new development agreement with a firm that hopes to build 12 high-end townhomes at the harbor, which connects downtown Tower to Lake Vermilion. And we've talked about this project in the past, and it's been on hold for a long time, I think since the city first signed an agreement with the company back in 2016. But there have been a host of issues that have held up the project since then. One of the biggest was that the city of Tower, which had signed the original townhome agreement, didn't actually own the property it promised to convey to the developers under the deal. The city had transferred the property to the Economic Development Authority several years earlier, but that detail had been overlooked when the agreement was drafted. I should mention that I am the director of the Tower Economic Development Authority, just for full disclosure there. So I've been involved in this project, I should say. But at the same time, as far as other delays that they've experienced, there were a lot of historical claims or encumbrances on some of the property around that harbor area. They had rights of way from, you know, and easements from old railroads, some of which were defunct, and utilities. They had a lien from a state agency that encumbered some of it, and it took about 4 years to unwind all of that as part of drafting a new plat there at the harbor, which was necessary for the project. Well, that work was finally completed earlier this year, and at the same time, a road project near the harbor, which is now nearing completion, included the installation of utilities for the first 6 townhomes. And so the developers say they're still interested, given everything that's now happened. They're still interested in pursuing the project. And so the Economic Development Authority and the developers revised and signed a new agreement. And under that, we're hoping that construction will begin by next summer. In fact, it would have to under that agreement. If the project doesn't move forward, then this land would go back to the Tower Economic Development Authority, and then we'll have to figure out a new plan if this one doesn't work. I mean, this trying to get the harbor developed has been a long-term process here. It's been over a decade since a lot of this work was done, and it's been challenging. And, of course, we've had a number of issues over the years, including, you know, some of the property issues we just talked about, and, of course, COVID and things like that have really complicated things. So we're hopeful, though, that this one might finally be the ticket, and we'll get some development down there.
So I've never been there. What's kind of there right now at the harbor?
Well, at the harbor, there's a beautiful bridge, which was built back about 10 years ago to allow boats to travel up into the harbor. And the harbor isn't huge, but it's certainly big enough to, have a number of boats in there. There's docking there, and people do use it regularly during the summer. I mean, there seems like there's always boats parked at the harbor. Right now, however, there really isn't any development on any of the property around the harbor. There is an existing restaurant that's within walking distance, certainly, of the harbor, and people do use the harbor to go there. We were hopeful that there would be significantly more development than that around the harbor. At this point, it hasn't happened. It's just been, it seems like it's one thing after another.
So we shall see, huh, into the future.
Yes.
Let's move on to another story you've been covering about the St. Louis County School Board. They are finally going to be addressing some repairs at their new schools. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, the school board decided recently that they're going to move forward in doing some of these repairs at these two new schools, or relatively new schools, that were built about 10 years ago. But there were a number of problems with the construction. Some of it was quite shoddy. And there were some questionable engineering decisions as well that have plagued the two schools. And this would be the Southridge School, located near Culver, and the Northwood School, which is located just north of Cook. And the problems include, a sinking floor in the band and choir room at Southridge, for example, and that's created structural issues related to that. In a sports concession and bathroom building at the sports facility in Northwoods, they have the floor has sunk several inches, and that's caused plumbing to break and other damage to occur to that building, which is basically not usable right now. And, you know, these were expensive facilities that were put in, and now it's definitely creating a lot of frustration by members of the board. You know, the district has also been forced to make costly modifications to two water towers, which were built for the new schools, because they were oversized, which means that the water sits too long in the tanks, and that's created issues with freeze-up in the winter. So they've had to install these big mixing devices in there to keep the water, you know, flowing and unfrozen. And so that was expensive. And they also have to do extra chlorination because, you know, in the non-winter months, that water sits there. And if it sits too long, you can get growth of bacteria. So they have to, you know, make adjustments for that. They also have major drainage problems and buckling in the parking lot at Northwoods. And these are quite serious. The sidewalks around that school are cracking a lot, and sometimes they're heaving in some cases. The football field at Northwoods is subject to flooding very frequently. It does not drain at all well, and people often are standing in water when they're on the sidelines. I've experienced that myself. So, yeah, it's a kind of a long list of problems. They're not going to be able to do it all at once because the cost is going to be in the millions. The district had been hoping to pursue legal action against some of the major contractors for the projects, including Johnson Controls, Krauss Anderson, and Architectural Resources, but those efforts have not really yielded any real concessions. And meanwhile, the school board has been getting increasingly frustrated, so they figure they're going to use their own resources at this point to try to start at least whittling away at some of these issues. But it's going to be probably a long road, and it's going to be quite costly, certainly in the millions of dollars.
Mm. All right. Well, before we go, Marshall, let's move on to another story. I introduce us to Beryl Novak. He lives in Greeny. He's someone you've featured before. And who is this guy?
Well, he's a kind of a loner, but a very engaged individual at the same time. He lives alone in a very simple 16 by 20 foot cabin in the woods. He's lived there for the past 44 years. We've written about him before because he grafts apple trees, and he's got some pretty interesting trees on his property, and we had done a story about that. But it was a feature recently done on Novak that appeared in the Duluth News Tribune, which has gone viral. And they've had more than a million page views on this story, which is the most ever for any story in the Forum Communications newspaper chain, you know, and that includes a lot of newspapers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the story, you know, kind of paints the portrait of Beryl as very self-reliant, you know, lives this simple life. It revolves around the seasons, you know, putting up firewood in the fall and tending a large garden, you know, planting his and grafting his apple trees, and he's also a hunter. He likes to grouse hunt, so he puts on a lot of miles just walking in the woods in the fall. And for whatever reason, the story, you know, has really struck a chord with many, many people. And he's gotten correspondence now from as far away as South Africa, as well as requests from people who want to meet him in person. He said even his UPS driver said, "You're famous," the other day when he delivered a package to his house. And then Novak said he's not sure why the story has attracted so much interest, but he speculates that many people secretly long, you know, for a return to that kind of simple, low-stress lifestyle like he's made for himself here in the North Country.
Yeah, I think people with COVID and what we're dealing with, you're wishing life was a little bit more simple. And I suppose, you know, for us, certainly you follow the seasons and how you live your life and the things you do. But for people from other places and in cities, that just isn't doesn't dictate what you do in your life.
Yes, that's definitely true.
That's Marshall Helmberger. This has been the Border News Roundup. You can read and see more and learn how to subscribe to the Timber Jay at their website, timberjay.com. Thanks, Marshall.
You bet. Thank you, Heidi.